Forschungsförderung und Forschungslandschaft in Deutschland, der Podcast. Hello and welcome to a new episode of my podcast, Forschungsförderung und Forschungslandschaft in Deutschland. So, in English, Research Funding and Research Institutions in Germany. Yeah, this is my last episode for the year 2025, and I've decided to record it in English because recently the German government published a program called Global Minds Initiative Germany. This program aims to offer international talents and researchers a research perspective in Germany. Today, I'd like to give you an overview of the different options you have for a research stay in Germany or for your access into Germany's scientific landscape. Maybe you remember 2 years ago I already recorded an episode concerning research institutions in Germany. So in Germany we have a variety of different research organizations. We have around 400 universities and distinguish between universities and universities of applied sciences. There are some differences between the two types of universities. So one of the main differences is that universities do more fundamental research than the universities of applied science. While the most universities are financed by the federal state, so we have 16 federal states in Germany, the four research organizations called the non-university research organizations are mainly financed by the German government. Maybe you have already heard of them. The most application-oriented research organization is probably the Fraunhofer Association. Whilst Fraunhofer is organized in smaller institutes, the Helmholtz Association does its work in 18 research centers within 6 research fields, which are energy, earth and environment, health, information, aeronautics, space and transport, and matter. The Leibniz Association connects 97 independent research institutions that range in focus from natural sciences, engineering and environmental sciences to economics, spatial and social sciences and the humanities. The fourth non-university research organization is called the Max Planck Society. Max Planck institutes are built up solely around the world's leading researchers and address a variety of research subjects. So all non-university research organizations have good websites, so take a look. Besides universities and non-university research organizations, we have a lot of more institutions doing research. For further information, you can listen to my previous podcast or visit the webpage, which is called www.gerit.de. And Gerit is written G-E-R-I-T. There you can find all research institutions in Germany. Furthermore, I'd like to recommend the website www.research-in-germany.org, which contains a lot of useful information for accessing the German research landscape. There you will find additional information concerning employment and funding opportunities to do research in Germany. So the website is aimed at different career levels like PhDs, postdocs and also advanced researchers. So it addresses every career step in research. In its new Global Minds Initiative program, the German government strengthens funding programs to support international researchers doing their work in Germany. And I'd like to give you some examples of programs which could be very interesting for you. So, we have a lot of foundations in Germany, over 25,000. And one of them is called Alexander von Humboldt Foundation. The Alexander von Humboldt Foundation is financed by the German ministries. With the budget of the Global Minds Initiative, the foundation strengthens its fellowships programs for postdocs and advanced researchers, as well as the Humboldt and Bessel research grants. Through the Humboldt Research Fellowships, the foundation supports researchers with exceptional qualifications of all nationalities and research areas from around the world to do their research in Germany. As a fellow, you will also benefit from individual support. The monthly fellowship amount for postdoc is 2,700 euros plus additional benefits. Fellowships may last from 6 to 24 months and can be divided into a maximum of 3 stays within 3 years. Yeah, fellowships for experienced researchers may last from 6 to 18 months, and their fellowship can also be divided into up to 3 stays within 3 years. Experienced researchers get 3,200 euros plus additional benefits. All requirements of funding and also the procedure of your application you can find on the webpage of the foundation, www.humboldt-foundation.de. Every year, the Alexander von Humboldt Foundation grants up to 100 Humboldt Research Awards to internationally leading researchers of all disciplines from abroad in recognition of their academic record to date. The award amount totals 80,000 euros. Academics from abroad, regardless of their discipline or nationality, may be nominated for a Humboldt Research Award. And award winners are invited to conduct a research project of their own choosing in Germany in close collaboration with specialist colleagues. The project duration of 6 to 12 months may be divided into segments. Academics from abroad, regardless of their discipline or nationality, may be also nominated for another grant called Friedrich Wilhelm Bessel Research Award. This award is provided to those who have received their doctoral degree within the past 18 years. The Friedrich Wilhelm Bessel Research Grant has an award amount of 60,000 euros. In addition, award winners are invited to conduct a research project of their own choosing in Germany in close collaboration also with a specialist colleague. Yeah, one of the largest research funding organizations in Germany is the German Research Foundation, known as the DFG, Deutsche Forschungsgemeinschaft in German. Also, they offer a variety of funding programs for you. For example, the Walter Benjamin program addresses early career researchers with a PhD. You can get money for a duration of 2 years, as a rule, to work in a German research organization. It is an open program, so applications are always possible. With the Eminöter program, the DFG funds people from 2 to 4 years after their PhD exam. The program gives exceptionally qualified early career researchers the chance to qualify for the post of professor at a university by leading an independent junior research group for a period of 6 years. If you already meet all the requirements for appointment to a permanent professorship, you can apply to the Heisenberg program. While you prepare for a future senior academic role, the DFG provides funding to enable you to carry on with high-quality research at the institution of your choice and continue building your academic reputation. Another way to finance your own research in Germany is to apply for temporary positions for principal investigators under the research grant program from the DFG. So you can get money for your own position to do research in a research organization in Germany. And you can be financed for up to 3 years. The DFG has a very good website, so all information concerning the DFG programs you can find there on www.dfg.de. Another important institution in supporting mobility and exchange is the German Academic Exchange Service. This organization supports universities in onboarding processes, offering career development measures and recruiting initiatives for foreign academics. You can check out the website with different programs on www.daad.de. Yeah, I hope you have gained an insight into Germany's Global Mind initiative. Thank you for listening to my podcast today, and if you enjoyed the podcast, I would be very happy if you promote it by your friends and colleagues. For further information, I also invite you to have a look at my own website, which you will find at www.sz-coaching.eu. See you next time, and all the best. Bye!